It's More to the Story from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. This morning's topic, the Charlotte City Council member who questioned 9/11 in an online post. We're speaking this morning with government reporter Steve Harrison of the Charlotte Observer. Welcome.
Good morning.
To recap, female African-American Charlotte Council member LaWanna Mayfield, who is a Democrat, had posted on what, Steve, was at her Facebook page with some uncertainty about one of the nation's all-time tragic events when we talk about 9/11.
That's right. So it was last Monday. She posted on her personal Facebook page a link to an article from a fringe website that said, you know, there was conclusive proof that the towers came down in a controlled demolition, pre-planned explosion. So she linked to that article, and in her link, she made some reference to she was still waiting to see evidence from the quote, alleged plane, and kind of pivoted to that event taking away our civil liberties. I think the piece about civil liberties was people kind of blew that off. That wasn't a big deal. But the using the words alleged plane really touched a nerve.
Before we go further into this story, I'd like for you, if you would, to give some background on Mayfield, including her career, anything you know, and certainly the time that she's been a member of City Council.
Councilmember Mayfield was first elected in 2011. She is a district member in Charlotte, one of seven districts. She represents mostly West Charlotte and Southwest Charlotte out by the airport. She is a Democrat. She is a kind of an independent voice, will at times kind of question the conventional wisdom that the city puts forward. Times will vote with Republicans, not often, but sometimes. So she is a kind of an independent thinker.
Steve, has the backlash been significant from citizens? I know there have been some that have wanted her to resign. I think she's made it pretty clear she has no plans to do that.
No, she will not resign. There was a petition on change.org demanding her resignation. You know, I think over the weekend it had 1,300 signatures. No, she will not resign. She is up for re-election next year. The city council members have two-year terms, and so it will be interesting to see whether she draws a kind of a viable primary challenger. It's a very Democratic district, so I think it would be very difficult for a Republican to win, even after her 9/11 comments. But I think this has opened the door for someone to challenge her.
One thing that caught my attention, Steve, you can tell me if my thinking is incorrect. Several fellow council members either did not want to speak on the matter or said she was entitled to her opinion, even though they didn't agree. To me, it seemed like there was some support being demonstrated.
Well, I mean, my impression, is that I don't think there's any support for what she said. I think council members here are really reluctant to criticize one of their colleagues. They saw something they want to do. So after the story broke, they all kind of hunkered down into a I'm too busy focusing on the budget or focusing on this to focus on this issue. We need to, you know, focus on our priorities, et cetera, et cetera. So that became kind of the standard line. There was no effort at last night's council meeting to bring it up and say, this is not who we are. This is not what the city council thinks. They just wanted to get this over with.
Now, more recently, Councilmember Mayfield made somewhat of an apology, correct?
The council member was on a local television show that aired Sunday morning, and she made some of those points, kind of talked about, well, this was my personal Facebook. Now, it's a personal Facebook page that's open for anyone to be on, so it's not as though it's limited to, you know, 30 close friends. And she apologized for what she said, didn't want to cause hurt and pain, et cetera, et cetera. But then was pressed on the television show whether she believed that the planes crashed into the towers. And her response was, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but her response was not, yes, I believe the planes crashed into the towers. It was, I know 3,000 people died that day. I think there's still a little bit of kind of ambiguity as to what the council member believes happened that day.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. My guest this morning is Steve Harrison of the Charlotte Observer as we continue our conversation about Charlotte City Council member LaWanna Mayfield, who in a recent Facebook post had questioned some of the events of 9/11. Stephen, going back and reading the many articles that you wrote about Mayfield and this subject matter, I almost got the opinion that she in some way or another ties racism to 9/11. I certainly realize we have a lot of race issues still in existence today, but 9/11?
She did somewhat in a kind of an email to her constituents after the story broke last week, and she was bombarded with people emailing her and tweeting at her, et cetera, you know, really obviously in for heavy criticism. She then wrote she felt she was unfairly targeted as an African American. On Sunday morning on the television show, she pivoted to this idea. She said she was trying to make a point. She said, "We've been very quick to label people as terrorists, meaning Muslims as terrorists, but when a white male domestic terrorist does a mass killing, we're reluctant or refuse to use that word." You know, she tried to kind of move the story a little bit onto those points and away from this idea of alleged plane. And if the original post had been about those issues of do we have a double standard for who we call a terrorist and who we don't, I don't think anyone would have really noticed or cared. But the line, you know, the two words, alleged plane, really did touch a nerve.
Steve, what happens from here? Do you think this will carry on to be where the voices of the voters will just have to be heard next time she's up for election?
I think so. So the next election, the general election, is in November 2019. There will be a primary in September, so in 18 months or so, or a little less than 18 months. And like I said before, I think it'll be interesting whether a viable Democrat or two Democrats step forward to challenge her. It's very rare in Charlotte, just like other cities, to get an opportunity to beat an incumbent in a city council race. It's very difficult. This would be, you know, really an opening to do that, because I think everyone will have heard of this. Will it be enough for people to make a change? I don't know.
Steve Harrison, government reporter with the Charlotte Observer. Thank you so very much for providing us with more to the story.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, reminding you that More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org.